The band's number one album, Take Me Home, is in stores now, and of course, they are gearing up for their sold-out 2013 tour, but right now, Liam Payne of One Direction joins the Ralphie Show. Liam, I know it was a huge moment for you guys this past Monday, Madison Square Garden, New York. Tell me about the show.
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, it's difficult to put into words just how good it was, and I mean, for us as a band as well, the show couldn't have gone any more perfect. I mean, we were well nervous before we went up, but... You know, it just went so well, and you know, I could see my family, the audience, and we couldn't ask for more, really.
I mean, you really, in a sense, were rehearsing for this show since last week. You were doing the rehearsals up in Connecticut. You had kind of like warm-up shows, basically, at Mohegan Sun up in Connecticut. Have you ever had to prep this much for a live show?
I know, it's been really quick, turnaround for us, really. I mean, like you say, we only started rehearsing a week ago, so to put on a full show and everything, there was a lot of pressure on, but you know, It's come away amazing, so, you know, we're really, really happy.
You guys have had such a huge 2012. What did you guys do when you found out that Take Me Home went number one?
We haven't actually been able to celebrate yet. Like I said, we've been putting on this show, so... I don't know, we were meant to go out for dinner and stuff and that, so I think we'll be doing that soon.
Where will you celebrate and what will you do?
I think we're going to go out for dinner for somewhere when we go home, maybe go out to a club. Have some partying.
I've heard and have seen as well how crazy it's been. I mean, is it gotten to the point now, Liam, where it's almost easier to move around in England as opposed to New York?
Do you know what? As funny as it is to say, that is 100% true. I mean, New York, I mean, the streets and that, the pathways are kind of small anyway, so it's difficult to move around. There's already loads of people, let alone, you know, I mean, I got out of the car the other day from driving from the hotel. I was followed by two bikes, a guy with a video camera, fans. We were just going to the shop, so I just kind of had to buy myself something for the show, and it's so crazy to think, you know, you're in New York, the place that you've dreamed about coming since you're a little kid, and not only you in New York, but you're being followed by loads of people, so it's mad.
Were your parents involved in that whole thing yesterday down at 1D World, or now?
I think they did go down at some point, yeah. I think that was probably them causing a bit of a riot.
Okay, yeah, I don't even know exactly what happened. All I know is something happened, and it just involved, like, I don't know if it was your parents, or I guess it was, but, like... Like, it's crazy. Like, even your parents now are causing riots.
I'm telling you, my dad's more famous than me.
We're talking with Liam Payne from One Direction here on The Ralphie Show. Hey, how did you get stuck on top of the booth on the album cover?
Oh, you know what? Me and Louis just love climbing on stuff, and I was trying to help Louis up, actually. That's my helping face. And, literally, like, we just climb on stuff all the time.
You climb?
We're actually nicknamed Spider-Man and Batman, so.
That could be a useful skill if you get caught in a mob.
Oh, of course, just climb on stuff.
And I know, I don't know if the other guys are into tattoos. I know you got a couple of them, and your buddy Ed Sheeran is into tattoos as well. I heard a funny story about Ed. He went down to, he probably told you about this, when he was in Philly, he got a Fresh Prince tattoo.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, he got it about maybe a month
or
two ago.
He showed me the tattoos for Heinz tomato ketchup and a gingerbread man.
he got a Fresh Prince one as well when he was in Philly. Have you thought about getting any tattoos since you guys have been in New York? Anything maybe New York inspired?
I've been thinking about it, but I've also been thinking about the threats I'm going to get from my mom afterwards. So.
Oh,
be careful.
But you already got the first one out of the way, so she's got to be cool now, right? Is she still gives you a hard time?
Well, I've got three now, but she's still like having a little moan about it. But I did tell her, I said, if you're going to moan about it, then I'll get a portrait of your mom off them.
Gotcha. Liam, so what are you guys planning on doing for the holidays?
Well, we're going to go home and spend some time with our families and stuff, you know, go back to our home cities and that.
It's fascinating to watch it from an outsider's perspective, how crazy these fans have gotten. Really, since, I mean, Niall had first checked into my show, like, last March, and to see what, just in that short time from March to now, what it's become has been interesting, to the point where, you know, again, like we mentioned before, I mean, it's crazier here now in the States, almost, in some perspectives, than back home for you guys in England. I mean, even now, are you guys ribbing on Harry at all for the way he's getting covered in the press or now?
No, it's all good. We get it. We know how it works.
you guys don't give him a little trouble behind the scenes for it?
Oh, no, every so often he gets a little bit of a nudge and we take the mick out of him for some things, but you know.
Liam, listen, man, congratulations to you and all the fellas on a great 2012, and have a good holiday. Have a great new year.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for the call, and we'll hopefully be able to pop in soon if we can get down the street.